Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, before we go to Murdoch and Oakdale, the LSU baseball Tigers, the national champs, went to the White House today. No matter how you feel about the political part of things, man, to get invited and to be there in the White House. I remember Coach O telling me the story. Man, it was like, I had to pinch myself that here I am, a guy from on the bayou, and I'm in the White House being honored along with national the team for, yeah. as being a national champion. Jay Johnson and the LSU baseball Tigers got honored this afternoon in Washington, D.C.
Well, it seems like, I don't know, maybe the women's basketball program, besides the baseball program, might be the only one that have a chance to go to the White House. Because LSU Fighting Tigers football program right now. But watch, I'll tell you what.
People were restless this weekend. We did the point after. Like the pregame show, is all I can tell you, after LSU lost that game.
I mean, there's no way in hell you should never lose to Vanderbilt. I don't care what decade it is, when it is. My dad's rolling over in his grave. I can tell you right now, you cannot lose to the Vanderbilt Commodores. I mean, that would be like, you know, Vanderbilt's an intellectual school like Tulane. That'd be like losing to Tulane. My dad said, no, that should never happen. But you look at that loss to Vanderbilt. I mean, you can't sugarcoat it.
Score was no indication of how Vanderbilt beat them.
No, they could have scored another touchdown at the end of the game.
Taking knees at the end of the game.
No, Mike, it was disheartening, and I don't know what else to say. It is that discouraging right now, because you look at Vanderbilt. Okay, they traditionally, now you look name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, it's all changed, but it's more the transfer portal. They get the name, image, and likeness, probably transfer portal.
Transfer portal.
Their quarterback.
All five offensive linemen the quarterback, Pavia, they all were transfer guys.
Mike, well, then they're picking the right players. That Vanderbilt offensive line should be at LSU.
They were moving people, all I know.
Vanderbilt traditionally, I'm old enough because, you look at them like a cellar dweller, in the Southeastern Conference. A team LSU had beaten, Vanderbilt had, but the LSU once in 15 tries, 1976, the last time Vanderbilt won. But like you said, they could have beaten the Tigers by two touchdowns. But I think we're going to – I'm just a maybe hopeful thing. I think we're going to have a better showing against A&M.
I would not be surprised the way college football is. Man, everybody's throwing the dirt on Brian Kelly and the Tigers. A&M has never won in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
They've never won in Baton Rouge since entering the SEC.
If I had to say they're going to win one out of these three games, okay, if I say A&M – Alabama and Oklahoma, I said it would be A&M.
Yeah.
They ain't going to beat Alabama. I mean, and I hate
the way Alabama's rolling.
And I hate to say Alabama. I want to always say F Alabama. I mean, you know.
Well, you've told it to me, so you can almost say it on the air.
I'm like, so, but I just look how where they're at right now. No, that would be an upset. I mean, when you think about it. And then Oklahoma, how's their quarterback? You got to go on the road. And then Arkansas. Arkansas can't stop nobody, but I know they can score.
Look what they did with A&M.
And Mike, they got a coach.
Now, A&M might have been peaking a little bit. I get that particular part. But, man, there is something about that sticks in your head when you haven't beaten a team in their backyard. It kind of sticks there. We'll see if Brian Kelly can get jumpstart him for this game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go to our telephone lines. Let's go to Murdoch in Oakdale. Murdoch, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hello, Mike and Bobby.
All right, Murdoch, how you been,
bud? Hey, Murdoch, how you doing?
I'm okay. I've called y'all in the past, and y'all agreed with me, but I want to see if y'all got a different solution for this time for me. Okay. Now, I listened to the game here on the radio, and all I heard was these part-time refs making these calls against the Saints, but they can't make them against the Bears. Well, I don't understand all the holding going on that they just they can't see that. But guess what? It's unreal with these part-time refs. They can't afford a part-time. I want a full-time ref.
Yeah, they want a full-time. You can turn it over, Murdoch. You want full-time refs, and that won't help the Saints. I can tell you right now. Tell you right now.
These days, that ain't going to work.
No, the Saints had 5 penalties called against them. The Bears had 10. They had one. This was a terrible call because this is how you coach it. You remember when they called the pick play? That would have been like plus 15 at the beginning of the game.
Where was the pick?
He hit commit like plus 16. And then I said, then they called a pick play like 15. I said, that was not.
That was no pick play.
No. And then we ended
up. Even the roughing the pass.
And we ended up, Quincy Riley ended up getting an interception.
Yes, yeah.
Because it was second and 17 and third and 17. Good for Quincy Riley. Coming up with their big pick. You know, let me talk about Quincy Riley a little bit. Because, you know, you're looking for the future. And, look, that's one cat that is definitely a bright spot. Now, he might give up big plays now and then, but he makes plays. He did this to me in training camp. He grabbed several interceptions. You know, like Blackman, we get interceptions. Quincy Riley, taking those. Oh, that was a nice interception. Again, like I said, he might get beat, but he could produce takeaways, and he did that at Louisville. He had 8 interceptions in college. We drafted him in the 4th round. Now, that was his first career interception. You could see his ball skills on that play on Quincy Riley. But going back to what Murdoch said about the roughs. No, come on. This is not a Nola Noco. This is not a game you could say the roughs cheated. No, they did not. No, this is not a game that you want to say, oh, the roughs are calling in the Saints, because that was not the case.
I agree with Murdoch. I think I remember the call first time with the refs, but not this one, man. My thing is, if anybody got bad calls, it was the Bears.
Yeah.
The pick play, and then the roughing the passer, I think his hand might have grazed the top.
Don't hit him in the head. Can't be near the head.
Drew Brees would talk about this, that he would practice it. He'd throw a ball, and he would duck. Because at 6 foot tall, okay, if you got your hands up, the hands got to come down. And Drew had tried to outsmart everybody. He'd figure out how that hand would come down. He'd stick his helmet under there.
Oh, hit him in the head.
Hit him in the head. And then Drew would act like somebody hit him with a sledgehammer. And it would just barely touch the helmet. Look, and Mahomes is like that.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is the exact same way. So I don't know if he picked that up from Drew or not. Bob, the big loss, though, certainly is McCoy. Because, in my opinion, he is the best football player the Saints have, the center, Eric McCoy.
And he's out for the season.
Now he's out for the entire year.
So, but you know what? So let's say eventually they go to Tyler Shough. Okay, because eventually you want to see who can play quarterback.
Eventually it's going to happen.
Okay, and I think, because I've been there when you're young, from a mental standpoint, it's all about confidence. If you don't get to this level if you can't play. So you want to be confident. And how are you confident if you're playing on a winning team or you're producing winning plays? I don't think that Tyler Shough would be a miracle worker for us to beat Tampa Bay, even though I think we're going to beat Tampa one time this season, but it might be at Tampa or in Los Angeles. So I think Tyler Shough experience should occur on the road at Carolina before the open date.
Okay, Los Angeles, look at it this way. They ain't got no home field advantage.
They don't need a
Rams. They don't need one.
Matthew Stafford, he's international. 5 touchdowns. I mean, they flew to Europe the day before the game.
And in 24 hours.
Without
pooping the cool.
Yes, oh.
He threw 2 touchdown passes to 2 tight ends. He hadn't thrown it to him.
Well, I remember Davante Adams and Saints practice when we went against him. And Puka, I think, took a couple of reps. Then he went talk to some movie stars or something. And they'd be like, with Davante Adams, I said, Kool-Aid's trying, but he better have help in the game or he might catch 15 passes.
Well, that's what they were doing against Jacksonville earlier. I mean, they went after that Jacksonville cornerback with Devontae, and it was over and over and over. The first half, you could not play a better first half than what you saw from Matthew Stafford yesterday. To me, Bob, he's still the best quarterback in the NFL. Pocket quarterback, because he doesn't move a lot.
Well, you can see one tonight. I like him and Jared Goff. Jared Goff might be the best play action pocket quarterback.
He does a really good job with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.